We are in Chof Amid Beis. One more page. Middle of the page.
Chof?
Yeah. This is Ahmed Abzeda. Good. Ahmed Abzeda. Okay, just before we start the Gemara, without getting into all the zillions of details that are going on here in the Gemara, basically, there's the old moon and there's a new moon. The old moon is the moon that's leaving, that's getting smaller, and then at the end of the month, it basically disappears. And then the Gemara is going to say how long more after that does the new moon appear. Okay? And the whole thing about if it's in the now everything in the solar system comes up in the east and sets in the west, okay? But sometimes, as the Gemara will soon explain, that based on the relationship of the sun and the moon, because sometimes if the sun comes up earlier before the moon, right? See, the moon also comes up in the east and sets in the west. The problem is, because of sunlight, there's so much sun, you can't see the moon many times, right? Most of the time. But if the moon comes up after the sun, so then, before the sun comes up, you can still see the moon, but after the sun comes up, you can't see the moon. Because of the sunlight. The same thing, sometimes the sun sets first, and sometimes the moon sets first. Okay? So based on this, we can understand what the Gemara says. Amar Rav Zeira, Amar Rav Nachman. Rav Zeira said the name of Rav Nachman. Esim v'arboi shoy mechase sa'ada. The moon is covered, meaning you can't see the moon for 24 hours. From the time the old moon leaves until the new moon comes, it's 24 hours that there is no moon. You can't see the moon at all. The didan to us in Bavel, because, as the Gemara explains, Bavel was east of Eretz Yisrael. And Eretz Yisrael was west of Bavel, obviously. So he says, L'didan for us, okay, he says as follows, Shis mi'atika, it's 6 hours from the old moon, and Sam nisrei mechadeta, and 18 hours of the new moon. Meaning, how do you get the 24 hours that you don't see? So it's 6 hours from the old moon and 18 hours of the new moon. That's why 24 hours you don't see it. L'didu to Eretz Yisrael, it's the opposite. Shis mechadeta, 6 from the new moon, v'sam nisrei mi'atika, and 18 hours from the old moon. Okay? Now, the old moon, however, which you see only in the east, is invisible to the people of Eretz Yisrael because Eretz Yisrael is west of Bavel. In other words, depending on the location, I mean, it goes into the whole thing over here, just, it's very simple, it's just the position of the sun and the moon. Basically, because Eretz Yisrael is west of Bavel, so therefore in Eretz Yisrael, like he says, it's invisible 6 hours of the new moon and 18 hours of the old moon. That means you don't see the old moon more than you do in Bavel. In Bavel, it's the opposite. In Bavel, it's 6 hours of the old moon we don't see and 18 hours of the new moon. It's just depending if you're east or west, because the sun comes up in the east and sets in the west, so when the sun comes up, you don't see the moon. So depending where you are in that whole thing. Okay? Then the Gemara says, the main afkamina, what difference is it if you know, if it's 6 or 18, or 18 or 6, or b'chad, 24 hours, you can't see the moon. Mm-hmm. He says, amaravashi l'chushi sadi. Like the Gemara said before, to deny the witnesses. Meaning, if the witnesses come at a certain time, when Bezdin knows you can't see the moon, because it's 24-hour period, you can't see the moon. And witnesses come and say they saw the moon, so Bezdin knows they're liars. A labdafka liars, I mean, it's hard to say the liars, but maybe they saw a cloud that looked like the moon, or whatever, but it's impossible to see the moon, so you can't say that the witnesses know what they're talking about, that they actually saw the moon. Okay? Then the Gemara says, Amar, we said before in the Gemara, Sarshi Elaila v'yomin achedish. It's necessary that the night and the following day be part of the same month. And this, really, the Gemara said that statement before, which means that you can't have Rosh Chedesh in the middle of a day. You can't have Rosh Chedesh in the middle of a day. the night and the next day have to be part of the same moon. Now the Gemara is going to explain what this means, basically. So the Gemara asked me, Nala, where do we learn it out from? Where do we see here, Rav Zeira said before in the Gemara, he says, like Rav Zeira says as follows, if the old moon, not the new moon, if the old moon was seen at night, okay, then Bezdin automatically cannot proclaim the next day Rosh Chodesh, the 30th day Rosh Chodesh, because the night seeing the old moon is still part of the old month. So even though the next morning, let's say, is really could be part of the new month, but you can't make Rosh Chodesh in the middle of the day. So then Bezdin would have to postpone Rosh Chodesh for the following day. The commentators ask a very simple question over here. We just got through saying you can't see the moon anyway for 24 hours. So if you saw the old moon Wednesday night, so Thursday for sure can't be Rosh Chodesh because you can't see the new moon until Thursday night. But that's where they go crazy trying to find the explanation what Rav Zeira is saying. But Rav Zeira is saying, if you see the old moon Wednesday night, so Bezni cannot make Rosh Chodesh Thursday. Because Wednesday is for sure part of the old month. Right, Wednesday is for sure part of the old month. So then, how could Thursday be Rosh Chodesh and Wednesday part of the old month if you saw the old moon? And obviously, by the way, because when the moon keeps getting bigger, it's like the moon is going from this side bigger, and then when it gets smaller, it goes from this side smaller. So if you still see it going this way, then you know it's the old moon. If you see it coming this way, let's say, it would be the new moon. Because the moon starts off from one angle, right, and then it keeps getting bigger, 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 and then that side gets smaller, smaller, smaller. So obviously, you know, you know when there's an old moon or the new moon based on if the moon is going this way. It's hard to see it on the tape. This way or this way, whether it's like the paragraph, whether it's the beginning of the beginning of the parentheses. Or the end of the parenthesis, if you're going this way or this way. So you can tell if it's a new moon or an old moon. But the Gemara says, Minalam, where do we learn this out from, that the night and the day must be in the same month? So he says, Amir Abiyachin, and says, by Yom Kippur it says, May Erev ad Erev, from evening till evening. So what do you see from Yom Kippur evening till evening? That it has to be the whole 24-hour period in the same month. Because if Rosh Chodesh, by Yom Kippur is the 10th of the month. If Rosh Chodesh would be half a day this and half a day that, the 10th day of the month would be like Nishtahin Nishtaher. It wouldn't have straight from evening till evening. So that's what Rabbi Yechanan says. Shlokish Omer, Shlokish says, Ad Yemo Echad Ve'esr Mochedi Bo'erif. Not about Yom Kippur, the Pasuk will learn it out of some Pesach. Because the Pasuk says by Pesach, you should eat matzah until the 21st day of the month in the evening. Now, as Reish Lakish explains, according to the way Rashi explains very simply, the Torah says you should eat matzah starting the 15th of Nisan until the 21st at night. Now we know that the only obligation to eat matzah is the first night before midnight. Right? There's no obligation to eat matzah 7 days of Pesach. You have to eat matzah the first night of Pesach. So he says, therefore, the Shlokish turns it out as follows. That the festival ends the 21st at night. Right? That shows the Yom Tov ends the 21st at night. Correct? That means that you can't have a half a day in one month and half a day in another month. So you see that it has to be a full day of Rosh Chodesh. Correct? You can't say Rosh Chodesh ends Wednesday night, the old month ends Wednesday night, in middle of the night, and Thursday morning starts a new month. You can't do that. Because the Yom Tov ends at the 21st at the end of the day. So you see there's 24 hours, that's a day. You can't have it in the middle. So one learns it out from Yom Kippur. Yom Kippur says, you fast from evening to evening. And Rabbi Yehuda Shlokit says we learn it out from Pesach. Because by Pesach, it says until the 21st day of the month. So the Gemara asks, my binayhu, what's the difference between what's the difference? Bottom line is, it has to be 24-hour day. You can't make a Rosh Chodesh in the middle of the day. So he says, my answer is very simply. There's no halachic difference. The difference is only if they learn it out from Pesach, they learn it out from Yom Kippur. But there's no halachic difference. Rava, my Rava said there is a difference. The difference in the case is if the old moon is seen before midnight. What does this mean? Like we said before, the mitzvah of eating matzah is only until midnight.
Mm-hmm.
That's it. Now, what would be if you saw the old moon in the previous, the old moon Wednesday night, right? So it's possible that if you're looking at matzah, matzah's obligation is only before midnight. So maybe matzah, you'd go with the old cheshbon. And the next day doesn't matter anyway, because until the 21st, there's not anyway eat the mitzvah of eating matzah. The mitzvah of eating matzah is only the first night until midnight. If it's the first night until midnight, so maybe if you see the old moon before midnight, maybe you could start the Rosh Chodesh in the middle of the day. Because for matzah, it doesn't matter. Because matzah is only until midnight. But if you learn it out from Yom Kippur is a whole 24-hour unit you can't eat.
Mm-hmm.
So then it would matter to say, if you learn it out from Pesach, if you saw the old moon before midnight, maybe you could make Rosh Chodesh in the middle of the day. After midnight. And according to Rabbi Yechon, it learned out from Yom Kippur, you can't. That's the Rav's difference. Okay. Now the Gemara is much easier now. It's not hard, it's just to figure out the position of the moon and the sun and all that. Okay. Now let me just give a very brief introduction to the Gemara. We have 2 days Yom Tov. Right? Why don't we have 2 days Yom Tov? Because we don't know when Rosh Chodesh is. Now, Pesach is on the 15th of the month. So when do we keep the 2 days? 15th and 16th. Mm-hmm. Not 14th and 15th. Mm-hmm. If you keep in 2 days, maybe you should keep 14 and 15. Why are you keeping 15 and 16? The Torah says Pesach is on the 15th, right?
Mm-hmm.
But maybe the 14th is the 15th because we don't know when Rosh Chodesh is, right? Or maybe the 15th and 16th. So there says a statement, when we keep 2 days, it's 15 and 16. It's that day and the next day, not the day before it.
Mm-hmm.
Rab Zeder said, Kol Sveik, anytime there's a doubt, meaning when there's a doubt which day is Rosh Chodesh, Lekamishadina, we put it to the next day. We put it to the next day. So the Gemara says, Lemeimer dechameitze v'shitzer avdinan. Do we say that we only make 15th and 16th Yom Tov? The Gemara just explained. In other words, Rav Zeid, are you saying that Yom Tov is the 15th and the 16th? And our base in Le'avdinan, and we don't make the 14th? Is that what you're saying?
Mm-hmm.
He says, V'levet nami our base, that we should make the 14th also Yom Tov. Why? Dilma chasru la'av v'chasru la'elu. Maybe Av and Elu were both 29 days instead of 30. In other words, as follows. Elul was always 29 days.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Av, most of the time, was 30 days. But if Av was also 29 days, then everything moves up a day.
Mm-hmm.
Right? There's 29 and 29. So then the 14th would really be the 15th.
Because
mm-hmm. everything is moved up. So the Gemara is asking, why do you say you keep the 15th and the 16th? Why don't we keep the 14th and the 15th? Or 14, 15, and 16. Because if the Torah says the 15th is Pesach, yeah? We don't know it could be the 16th is the 15th, or the 14th could be the 15th. Or the 15th could be the 15th. Because we don't know, it could be a day off. So the Gemara says, why is Rabbi Zeder saying you keep 15 and 16? Why don't we keep 14, 15, and 16? Because maybe Av is also missing 29 days. So the Gemara says, Trei Yarche Chaseda, when there's 2 months missing days, Kol Yisrael, everybody knows about it. In other words, by then, everybody knew that Elul was always 29 days. If you remember, the Gemara said before, maybe once they made Elul into 30 days, but Elul was always 29 days. Okay? So now the question, maybe Av was also 29 days. So Gemara said, by that time, everybody knows about it.
By that time, everyone knows what the exact date is anyways. By the middle of the month, everybody knows which one is the 15th anyways. You don't need 2 days at all.
I think somebody asked that question. So Rashi explained over here a whole Megillah, which I don't understand why, but Rashi says the Tevis is always missing. Okay? And then, if Shvat was missing, there would know before Pesach. Because Rashi has to explain what's with Pesach, because there's 2 months, Sukkot and Nisan of Pesach, and Sukkot. So Rashi explains, Tevis is always missing, Shvat might be or might not be, and Av might or might not be. So therefore, the Gemara says we wouldn't know. Why? But it says that by then, tak, everybody would know.
So you only need 1 day.
Huh?
You only need 1 day.
Okay, we're going to see that in a second. That's why, for Yom Kippur, we tak, keep 1 day. The Gemara is going to mamash talk about that now.
And on Rosh Hashanah, how do the people that are not in Israel know which is the first day? They could have missed it already. And they keep 2 days, but how do they know it wasn't a day earlier?
The people in Israel also kept 2 days.
I know, but how do they not know that the people that are outside, how do they know that it's not a day before? They keep 2 days, but...
But that's the Gemara's question basically here.
15th is easier, but when it's the beginning of the month, you don't know. When
yeah, but what are the possibilities? That's why Taker Abzeir is saying when you have 2 days, you make Rosh Hashanah Aleph and Beis. You don't make Rosh Hashanah Lamed and Aleph.
But in Israel, they might have declared Lamed in Rosh Hashanah.
They do, because Elul is always deficient.
Okay, they made the day before the 29th, they might have made Rosh Hashanah.
No, you can't have a month 28 days.
So Rosh Hashanah is one, 30 and 1st?
No, 1st and 2nd.
How did they not make the 30th? And
see, when we have Rosh Chodesh 2 days, it's 30th and 1st.
Right.
We don't have Rosh Chodesh 2 days, 1st and 2nd. We have 30th and 1st. Rosh Hashanah is not 30th and 1st. Rosh Hashanah is 1st and 2nd.
Right.
Because Elul was always deficient. Elul was always 29 days.
So from the month before, then you went the first of the month is.
The only question is, so why if Elul was always deficient, why did they need 2 days Rosh Hashanah? Because they still weren't sure.
Sure of what? Wait, which one is the beginning of the month?
Well, if Elul is always 29 days,
right?
Yeah, and if Av would be 29, everybody would know about it. Gemara says,
right.
Correct.
Right.
So then, why do you need 2 days Rosh Hashanah?
It doesn't say why needed 2 days.
No, well, since we'll see later, because there's a whole thing here with Yom Kippur, what happened.
Okay.
So the Gemara says, Levi, this person Levi, Ikla leBavel bechatzir beTishrei. Levi came to Bavel on the 11th of Tishrei. Came the day after Yom Kippur, came to Bavel. Amar, he said, Besim tafshila de Bavloi. He says the dish of the people from Babel is sweet, but Yema Rabba de Marova and the day of Eretz Yisrael in the west. he said he came from Eretz Yisrael. He said in Eretz Yisrael people are celebrating today Yom Kippur and you guys are eating today. You guys are keeping. You kept yesterday Yom Kippur, and Yom Kippur in Israel is today. Amalei, so he said to him. Asid, testify to Beis Din, proclaim Rosh Chodesh when they did, and we'll fast. We'll stop eating for the rest of the day. In other words, he said to him, if you can testify that you heard the way Beis Din made Rosh Hashanah when they did, so Yom Kippur is today, not yesterday, What's the problem?
Why wouldn't they know when Yom Kippur is, if they knew when Rosh Hashanah was?
Okay, that year, it says, See? He quotes over here that Rashi, according to Rashi, the people in Bavel only kept one day Rosh Hashanah. Because they always knew, most Rishonim disagree with Rashi. Today we keep 2 days, but Rashi maintains, based on this Gemara, that Bava, but was Elul was always 29 days. Yeah, they only kept 1 day, Rosh Hashanah. Now, the problem over here was, why did Bavel keep the 10th day of Tisha Yom Kippur? Because according to them, Elul was always 29 days, mm-hmm. right? So then the Rosh Hashanah was the next day, and Yom Kippur was 10 days later. But Levi came and said, that year Elul was full. Oh. That year Bezdin made Elul 30 days. That means everything is moved up a day. Okay. So when Bavel separated the 11th of Tishrei, and Eretz Yisrael was only the 10th of Tishrei. Mm-hmm. So Levi said, you guys are eating and eating and eating, and Eretz Yisrael, they're fasting your Yom Kippur.
Rosh Hashanah that Elul was full?
They didn't know yet, because it took Shluchim a long time to get there. Oh. And don't forget, Rosh Hashanah you can't travel, Shabbos you can't travel, Yom Kippur you can't travel, they didn't know. Oh. Right? Now, Levi comes along and says that you guys made a mistake because Elul was 30 days, so everything now is later. So, but the 11th day of Tishrei for you is really the 10th day of Tishrei in Eretz Yisrael. So they said to Levi, okay, if you testify, we trust you. If you testify that you heard the way Bezdin made Elul 30 days, then we'll stop eating today. Armelo, he said, Leishamaiti mipi Bezdin mikush. I didn't hear it from Bezdin. And therefore, I cannot testify it. Okay? Therefore, he said, how can I tell you to stop eating? And as the Gemara is going to be, it brings down over here, the sages decreed that anyone who testifies without hearing the proclamation is not relied upon. Mm-hmm. So if you didn't hear the proclamation, you can't rely because you saw people do something. Mm-hmm. So therefore Levi was not believed. So therefore they didn't fast 2 days. Because the question is, why Taka didn't they fast 2 days in Kippur? 48 hours. If you have a doubt of the day, yeah, if you have a doubt of the day, why didn't, this is all pre-calendars, okay? They had calendar, but they didn't use the calendars, right? Now, because in their time, they still did it with the witnesses and everything. So the question is, why do we fast 2 days in Kippur? Yom Kippur is so strict, yeah? Mm-hmm. So strict. If you eat, you get karis and malachas like Shabbat. I mean, it's a very serious thing in Kippur. Why don't you keep 2 days in Kippur? So the answer is because they really knew that Elul was always deficient. Elul was always 29 days. They said from the days of Ezra, Elul never became... Now Levi said so, you know, in this day, that particular year. But as a rule, Elul was only 29, and people knew that. So Bezin said to go so far to make people fast 2 days when we really know when Yom Kippur is because Elul is only 29 days, so the next day is Rosh Hashanah, Aleph Tishrei, and then you have 10 days later is Yom Kippur. So they didn't make the people fast 48 hours.
So was Levi right or not?
He was right, but not believed. He's right. Levi was a student of Rabbi Yehuda Anossi. He was a friend of Rav and Shmuel. I mean, he was from the earlier times of the Gemara. Mm-hmm. Levi was a very honest tzaddik. It's a very big tzaddik. But according to Allah, he wasn't believed.
Because he didn't hear from...
Like we said many times, if Moshe and Aaron, definitely great people, never lie, yeah? If Moshe and Aaron says they saw a murder, yeah? You don't believe them because they happen to be brothers. It's not that we don't believe them. They're just not good for the testimony, that's all. The Gemara says, if you didn't hear the proclamation of Bezdin, even though you heard that everybody kept Rosh Hashanah that day, it doesn't mean anything. Mm. And because it changed the norm, because normally Elul has only 29 days, and Levi's coming along now and saying Elul had 30 days, he's not believed. Not that he's a liar, God forbid. He said himself, I'm not believed because I didn't hear Bezdin say it. I'll give you another example. If Moshe Rabbeinu comes over to you and says, I saw Reuven lend Shimon money. I saw it, Moshe Rabbeinu, I saw it in my own eyes. you are not allowed to go to Bez and testify that Reuven lent Shimon money. I, Moshe Rabbeinu, is definitely saying the truth. Yeah? He's definitely not lying. But according to Halacha, if you didn't see the loan take place, you're not believed to testify if you didn't see it. And that's the same thing over here. According to Halacha, you can't see Rosh Hashanah was when it was if you didn't hear Bez and say Mekudesh. Even though everybody was keeping that day Rosh Hashanah. So therefore, when Levi came on the 11th of Tishrei and said, you guys are eating and Eretz Yisrael, they're fasting today, he wasn't believed. They said to him, if you heard Mekudesh from Bez Din, then we'll trust, we'll stop eating. But if not, no. Okay. So now the Gemara says, Machir Sabich is a new Gemara. Machir Sabich and Abichin and announced the following. Kalhecha de Machir de Shluch and Nissen. Any place where the Shluchim of Nissen were able to reach. Vilemata Shluch de Tishrei. And the Shluchim of Tishrei didn't reach, and I'll explain in a second. Lev de Treyema. You still have to do Yom Tov for 2 days. Gzeira Nissen unto Tishrei Nissen because of Tishrei. Meaning as follows. How did the system work? The system worked very simply. Bez Din made Rosh Chodesh. Let's see, Bez Din made Sunday Rosh Chodesh. Aleph, yeah? So right away they sent out Shluchim. Initially they used to do it with fires, but that stopped because of the troublemakers. Bez Din sent out Shluchim right away to all areas where Jews lived. In Bavel. To tell people when Rosh Chodesh was. Okay? Because they had to know when to celebrate Pesach, when to celebrate Sukkot, when to celebrate Yom Kippur, they had to know. Sometimes the Shluchim of Nissen were able to get to places the Shluchim of Tishrei didn't get to. Why? Because Tishrei there's much more days you're not allowed to travel. Rosh Hashanah you can't travel, and Yom Kippur you can't travel. Right? Nissen you don't have that problem. You can travel every day except Shabbos. But besides Shabbos, and it comes the month of Tishrei, you have additional Yom Tovim that you're not allowed to travel. Not Rosh Hashanah, maybe 1 or 2 days you can't travel. You can't travel Yom Kippur. So there were places that Nissen Shluchim reached, because they had an extra 3 days of traveling, mm-hmm. And Tishrei they didn't reach. Right? It's very simple. So therefore, Rabbi Yechon said an interesting statement. Even though Nissen, they knew when it was, but they still had to keep 2 days Pesach anyway. Why? Because Tishrei, this city didn't get the Shluchim. Right? And if they keep only 1 day Nissen Pesach, 1 day, they'll make a mistake and keep 1 day Sukkot. And that they didn't know, so they would have to keep 2 days Sukkot. Meaning very simple. Let's say the city LA. Let's use that as an example. Sometimes in Nissen they were able to reach LA in time before Pesach, but they couldn't reach LA before Sukkot. Like we said, because there's so many more days you couldn't travel, right? Now, when Pesach came, LA would know when Pesach really was. So they would only have to keep 1 day. Because we know when Pesach is, the witness, the Shluchim of Vezin came. But when it came to Sukkot, the Shluchim didn't reach LA, so we would have to keep 2 days. Right? So Rabbi Yechon said, that doesn't look good. If they're keeping 1 day Pesach, and they really have to keep 2 day Sukkot, they're going to make a mistake and keep only 1 day Sukkot. Because they say, what's the difference between Pesach and Sukkot? So the Yechon made a decree. He publicized the following statement. Any place where the Shluchim don't get to in Nissen and Tishrei, you have to keep 2 days Yom Tov in each place. Nissen and Tishrei. So the Gemara says a story. Rabbi Barnagri and Rabchia Baraba, Iklolahu Asra, they came taka to a certain city. Davamata Shlucha Nissen Vlimata Shlucha de Tishri. Taka city exactly we said the Nissen Shluchim came to in time, but the Tishri Shluchim didn't come in time. And what did they do? Va'av the Yom Chad, and the people of the city made 1 day Yom Tov only, Pesach. And they didn't stop him. Now Rav Aivu and Rav Chiya were students of Rabbi Yochanan, who announced that if they come one time and one time not, you have to keep both times 2 days.
Mm-hmm.
That's what Rabbi Yochanan said. These students of Rabbi Yochanan came to a certain city where the shluchim got to in time for Pesach, but not in time for Tishrei. And they only kept Pesach one day. And these two students of Rabbi Yochanan didn't tell him anything, mm-hmm. that they were wrong. Mm-hmm. What happened? Shama Rabbi Yochanan heard about it. The Ikbinim was very upset. Because these were his students. They knew what he instituted, and they didn't keep it. So Amr Lahu, Rabbi Yochanan said to Rabbi Aivo and Rabbi Chiya, he said to them, Lav Amri Lahu, didn't I tell you? Heicha demato shluchan nissen. That if it's a city where the shluchim of Nissan could reach before Pesach, but the shluchim of Tishrei can't reach there before Sukkis, levet treyem, have to keep 2 days. Gzeir and Nissan are to Tishrei because of a decree of Nissan, because we want to keep everything uniform. So I can give you another example. Why do we keep 2 days Shavuos? In Israel they keep 1 day Shavuos, yeah? Here we keep 2 days Shavuos. There's no reason to keep 2 days Shavuos. Why? Because Shavuos is 50 days after Pesach. Shavuos is no set date in the calendar. Shavuos, the Torah says, is 50 days after Pesach. The Torah says you count 49 days, yeah, and the 50th day is Shavuos. That's why sometimes Shavuos could be on the 5th of Sivan, 6th of Sivan, or 7th of Sivan, depending if Nisan and Tishrei are 29 and 30, 30 and 29, or both 30 or both 29.
Mm-hmm.
How do you know which Pesach day you count from?
Second day Pesach.
It's all from, this is from the second day?
Yeah.
Oh, okay, I understand.
No, when do you count the Omer? We start counting the Omer, the second night of Pesach.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Okay. So, the second night of Pesach, you start counting 49 days. The 50th day is Pesach, is Shavuos. Right? So, there's no reason to keep 2 days Shavuos. Why is it 2 days Shavuos, the Gemara says? We don't want to differentiate between Pesach is 2 days, and Sukkot is 2 days, and Shavuos is 1 day. It doesn't look right.
Hmm.
So Rabbi Yochanan said the same thing. If you're keeping 2 days Sukkot, you have to keep 2 days Nissan, that's all. I, by Nissan, the Shluchim got there, and you know exactly when Rosh Chodesh was. But the fact that they couldn't reach you on Tishrei, because they can't travel on Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, and they lose all those days, and they couldn't reach you, you have to keep 2 days then also.
But you knew when Rosh Hashanah was, exactly, because it was always 29 days a month before.
No, but because of this possibility, they didn't know. For Yom Kippur, they were making, because they didn't want people fasting 48 hours. But for everything else, just to look out.
So we know that there might be 30 days in the,
right,
once in a while.
Like Levi's story. Levi came and said there was 30 days in Elul. Right? It's possible. It never happened, but that doesn't mean it couldn't have happened. The Gemara just said a statement, it never happened, but it could have happened. Right?
So why don't we keep 3 days? Now, some of these, I didn't quite get catch that.
What do we get? 3 days?
Yeah. How do you know it's on the day before, then?
Because the Gemara says, well, that's what Abzeda said before, anytime there's a doubt, you go to the next one.
But it just depends when they proclaim the new month in Yerushalayim, or in Israel.
Huh?
It just depends when they declared the new month in Israel. You never know which one is the true first day that you go one after.
So the question was better than the 30th day Rosh Chodesh or the 31st day. But the 29th day could never be Rosh Chodesh. Right, that's because Bezin can never make 29 days, the 29th day Rosh Chodesh. The 29th day can never be Rosh Chodesh, right?
Right.
Now, to make the 14th day, the 29th day had to become Aleph. And that can't be. The only question the Gemara asks, maybe the month before was also 29. And there's two 29s in a row.
Right.
But the Gemara says that by then everybody knew. But the Gemara is saying that you may keep 2 days. If you have to keep 2 days in Tishrei, you have to keep 2 days in this. Not to differentiate. Just like we keep 2 days Shavuos, even though there's absolutely no reason to keep Shavuos 2 days. because Shavuos has nothing to do with the day of the month. It's the only Yom Tif that the Torah doesn't say which day of the month it is. If you look in Chumash, the Torah says Rosh Hashanah is the first of Tishrei, right? The first day of the seventh month. Yom Kippur is the 10th day of the month. Sukkot is the 15th. Shemini Atzeret is, you know, the 8th day. Pesach, the Torah says, is the 15th. Shavuos, the Torah doesn't say any day of the month. The Torah says 50 days after Pesach. Now we have a set calendar that Nisan has 30 days and Iyar has 29 days, correct? But if Nisan and Iyar would both have 30 days, yeah, which is possible, then Shavuos would be on the 5th day of Sivan. Because you have an extra 30th day, right? So it's next year, it's a day earlier. If Nisan and Iyar would be 29 days, then Shavuos would be on the 7th of Sivan. If 1 month is 29 and 1 month is 30, then it would be on the 6th day of Sivan. So the Gemara Taka says Shavuos can sometimes be on the 5th day of Sivan, sometimes on the 6th day of Sivan, sometimes on the 7th day of Sivan. Has nothing to do with the day of the month. Correct? That's why the Rebbe maintains that if you cross the international date line and you gain a day or lose a day, it's similar to the Bezdin adding another day, then you have to keep Shavuos a different day. Either 5th and 6th or 6th and 7th. I mean, or 7th and 8th. Guys that go over the date line in the middle of Pesach, yeah, either keep the 5th and the 6th. We keep the 6th and the 7th, right? They would either have to keep the 5th and the 6th or the 6th and the 7th and the 8th. They would end up keeping 3 days because they have to keep the day we keep anyway. They're not allowed to do any malacha. But they have to put on tefillin. They have to daven a week. They're davening. You know. But because Shavuos has nothing to do with the day of the month. So just like Shavuos we keep 2 days, Shulchan Aruch says, why? Because we don't want to differentiate between one holiday and the next. If Sukkot is 2 days, Yom Kippur is only 1 day. Everybody knows Yom Kippur is different because who wants to fast 48 hours? And the Gemara is not going to say a story now with Rav Nachman. He was about to break his fast, and the guy says to him, oh, tonight's Yom Kippur. Oh. He said, you couldn't wait a little bit before killing me? This is the best now, the Gemara. The Gemara says, Rava Haverogel Davi Yosef Tanisa Treyema. Rava used to fast 48 hours Yom Kippur. Fasted 2 days Yom Kippur. Why? Because maybe Elul would have 30 days, and then it would be Yom Kippur the wrong day. And the Gemara says, Take, Zim Nechodesh, Take Kavasi. Take one time, it was Take Safik, and Yom Kippur was really the next day. So when Rava fasted 2 days Yom Kippur, he proved to be right. Why don't we do it? So the Mefarshim explained, because most of the time it's not like that. And for Yom Kippur, the fast, 48 hours, and a doubt, we don't do.
He fasted 2 days and he was still wrong?
No. No. Okay. He said, no, one time they found him to be right.
But he was fasting 2 days or not?
He fasted 10th and 11th.
Right.
Right? Now, one time, Yom Kippur was tak on the 11th.
So he fasted 2 days anyways?
Right.
Why is he killing him?
No, this is 1 second, the next Gemara. That was Rava.
Oh.
Rav Nachman Yosef B'Tanisei Kuli Yemid de Kippur. Rav Nachman was fasting the whole day of Yom Kippur, like a nice Jew. Leorta, at night, he was about to break his fast. He's about to break his fast. Also, Gavra, this guy came. Amalei said to Rav Nachman, tomorrow is Yom Kippur in Israel. That means the 11th would be the 10th in Israel, so they would be fasting tomorrow. Amaleis, he said to him, Meheicha at, where are you from? So where do you come from? He says, Amalei, Midam Harya. I come from the city of Dam Harya. So Rav Nachman said, you know what happens? Dam Tehei Achrisi. Rav Nachman said, blood will be his end. Meaning, as it says, Rav Nachman is saying he could die as a result of fasting 48 hours. Because if the guy came a little bit later, said to him, if he came a little bit later, at least I would eat, because it would be not Yom Kippur. Now you're telling me, tomorrow's Yom Kippur, and I didn't eat, so I have to fast now another 24 hours. He said, you're killing me.
Why? You said it's going to... People can't fast
24
hours?
1 second. Let's finish the Gemara. Kali Allah, so Rav Nachman said, concerning what just happened, he says, Kalim Hayur Eitfeinu, our pursuers are swift. What did he say? He said, the guy came too fast. He should have waited until after I've eaten, and then come, okay, then I can handle another fast. But to fast, you know, the truth is, when you're not geared to it, Rava was geared to it. He knew, mentally, that he was going to fast 48 hours. But if you're about to break a fast after Yom Kippur, and the guy will tell you, by the way, you have to fast another 48 hours, you'll have a hard time.
Yes. Even if he did break the fast, it's already the second day. So how would he be?
It's already Kippur.
Yeah, but like he said before, when Levi came to Bavel, people were eating. And they said to him, we'll stop eating.
So he's eaten and then stopped.
Which, by the way, L'chayri, you see from here an interesting concept in Halacha. If somebody does, let's say, for whatever reason, somebody breaks the fast in Yom Kippur. Okay? Should they say, listen, I broke my fast anyway, now I could eat? Or you have to stop, you're not allowed to eat anyway. What happened to a simple guy? A guy gets up in the morning, forgets. And eats. Yeah, and eats. And then he finds out Yom Kippur. Based on this Gemara with Levi, he would have to still fast anyway, because the people said to him, you want to stop eating, yeah? Which means, but look, if they broke the fast already, what's the purpose of fasting now? You see that even though they broke the fast, well, by them it wasn't Yom Kippur, you would still have to fast.
Is it with any fast?
No.